This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hi, this is Joe Andrews from the VMware product marketing team.
And hi, this is John Gilmartin, also with the VMware product marketing team.
We're here today to discuss pricing and licensing for VMware vSphere 4, VMware's exciting new product release. First, what is vSphere?
vSphere is the industry's first cloud operating system, transforming data centers into dramatically simplified cloud infrastructure. vSphere enables companies to build their internal clouds that provide much greater efficiency and better control over service levels.
Okay, let's start to get specific. If I want to deploy vSphere and build an internal cloud, what do I need?
To build out the cloud OS, you'll want to deploy vSphere licenses on each physical server that is running virtual machines, and you'll want to manage it all centrally with vCenter server. So vSphere is technically a software bundle. It includes licenses for the hypervisor, which can be either ESX4 or ESXi4. It also includes licensing for a management agent and additional capabilities like vMotion for live migration, data recovery for backup, fault tolerance for continuous availability in the face of hardware failures. But these are all bundled together in this vSphere bundle. Separately, vCenter server is a central management server that provides the single pane of glass view of your entire environment. It is also the access point for configuring and managing many of the features that I just mentioned, things like vMotion and DRS, that are available within the vSphere bundles. So in summary, each server is licensed for vSphere, and then you manage your environment with vCenter server.
So that brings up a very good question. How are vSphere and vCenter server licensed?
vSphere is licensed based on the number of processors in each server. So a two-processor server requires two vSphere licenses. A four-processor server requires four vSphere licenses. So very simple, just count the number of processors, and that's how many licenses you need. In contrast, vCenter server is licensed per instance. You just need one instance for most vSphere deployments. So if you have, say, 10 servers running vSphere with 8 virtual machines on each, you can manage those 10 servers and those 80 virtual machines with just one vCenter server instance.
vCenter server sounds pretty straightforward. Buy one instance. So now let's get back to vSphere. Earlier, you mentioned a few different features like ESX, vMotion, data recovery, and fault tolerance. How are these features bundled together?
VMware offers different editions of vSphere targeted at different deployment scenarios and available actually for as low as $156 per processor. So for smaller deployments, VMware offers vSphere Essentials and Essentials Plus. These are all-in-one packages that provide multiple server licenses and a management server license for a single low price. So for Essentials, this works out to just $156 per processor. But for larger deployments, VMware offers vSphere Standard, Advanced, Enterprise, and Enterprise Plus.
That's quite a few options. How does someone pick between these editions?
First, based on the size of their deployment. If you have less than, say, 20 or 30 workloads to run as virtual machines, vSphere Essentials or Essentials Plus are the way to go.
And what do you get with Essentials and Essentials Plus?
Essentials provides centralized management capabilities for three physical servers. So there are a lot of people out there running ESXi. It's a free product. And so this package is a great option to get the capabilities of performance charts, templates, patch management, and more that are available through central management with vCenter server. On top of that, Essentials Plus adds on critical capabilities around availability and data protection. It includes VMware High Availability, VMware HA, which allows the fast restart of virtual machines. And it also includes VMware Data Recovery, which is an integrated backup product. So in short, if you have a smaller deployment, vSphere Essentials or Essentials Plus could be the perfect solution at a very attractive acquisition price.
That does sound great for small businesses and for remote and branch offices. What if you have a larger IT environment?
Then the key question really comes down to what kind of functionality do you need? In other words, what kind of virtual machines are you running? vSphere Standard provides an entry solution for basic consolidation of applications and helps to slash hardware costs while helping companies accelerate their application deployment. So the key license features available in vSphere Standard include ESX or ESXi, a management agent, virtual machine thin provisioning to reduce storage costs, and virtual machine high availability. On top of that, vSphere Advanced provides a strategic consolidation solution that protects applications against planned and unplanned downtime to provide superior availability and data protection. So the key license features for vSphere Advanced include all those features I mentioned for standard, plus live migration with VMware vMotion, continuous availability of VMware fault tolerance, network security zoning, and data protection and backup. vSphere Enterprise goes further and provides key features for minimizing downtime, protecting data, and automating resource management. So the key features here include those advanced features, plus distributed resource allocation, power management, and storage live migration. And then you have vSphere Enterprise Plus, which really includes the full range of vSphere features and capabilities, and really helps companies reach this vision I talked about in the beginning around simplified cloud computing, and really providing that next generation of flexible, reliable IT services. So the key additional features here include the distributed virtual switch, which helps simplify management and operational management, and host configuration controls.
That's great, John. So do existing VMware Infrastructure 3 customers get vSphere as a part of their subscription?
Yes, absolutely. VMware Infrastructure 3 customers with active subscription contracts are entitled to vSphere 4 licenses. These licenses are automatically fulfilled directly into their license portal on VMware.com, and a notification email is sent right out to them. So there's nothing they need to do. They just get their licenses dropped directly into their portal, and then they get this email. So there's a lot more information that we have on our website about this on VMware.com, but it's a very straightforward and simple process for customers to get vSphere 4 licenses as part of their subscription.
And what about customers that are running VMware Infrastructure 3 and are not yet ready to upgrade? Can they keep buying VMware Infrastructure 3 licenses?
Actually, you don't need to buy VMware Infrastructure 3 licenses. You can just buy vSphere 4 licenses and then downgrade your version. So that is, you can go into this license portal on VMware.com. You'll see all the vSphere 4 licenses that you purchased, and there's a link or a button that you can click, and it automatically generates a VMware Infrastructure 3 license. So, for example, let's say you buy Enterprise. If you buy vSphere 4 Enterprise, you can go into your license portal. You'll generate a VMware Infrastructure 3 Enterprise license by clicking on this button or this link, and then you can use that license to deploy ESX 3.5 and Virtual Center 2.5.
So if someone wants to get started with vSphere, do you have any special offers?
Yes, actually, we have offers both for new customers and existing customers. So for existing customers, we have special upgrade promotions that will be running through the end of the year that offer over 50% off the list price to upgrade to a higher edition. So specifically for customers that have Enterprise today and want to upgrade to Enterprise Plus, or for customers that want to upgrade from Standard to Advanced and get all these additional availability features, we're offering these upgrade promotions at over 50% off the regular upgrade price. So it's a very compelling discount for these customers. So that's for existing customers. For new customers, we'll continue to offer what we call acceleration kits. These acceleration kits are really economic bundles that are very cost-effective ways to build out your first vSphere deployment. They offer a bundle discount on multiple vSphere licenses combined with a vCenter server license, and that's really everything a customer needs to get going. And through the end of the year, we're going to offer these acceleration kits at somewhere around 20 to 30% discount off the suggested retail price of all the individual components. And so there's a lot more information about these acceleration kits both on VMware.com or through a local reseller with all the latest information about the acceleration kits.
Thank you for taking us through this information on pricing and licensing for vSphere. Do you have any last comments?
We're very excited, obviously, about the launch of vSphere 4. We think this is a pretty major milestone for us and for the industry. And we think there's some really amazing features and technologies included in vSphere 4. Our objective has really been to make this functionality available at the right price and accessible to companies of every size.
This concludes our podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hopefully, this has helped you to understand how VMware prices and licenses vSphere 4. For more information, please visit VMware.com or contact your local VMware reseller.
For more information on vSphere, please visit www.vmware.com/go/vSphere.